The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Consider. Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we begin a new series in 1 Chronicles chapter 12. That's where we're going to begin. Probably not going to stay there very long, but we're going to begin there. 1 Chronicles chapter 12. We'll read that scripture in a few minutes and consider His Word. I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. There are many things you'll find there. You can go back and hear other broadcasts. In fact, you can go back several years and hear broadcasts from before. There's also a link that says Contact Us, and we would love to hear from you. If you'd click on that and send us a note, let us know where you're hearing the program today, and send us an address. If you'll send us an address, I will send you a little prayer journal. Now, this is just a little notebook that you can slide in a shirt pocket, easily fits in a purse or in a Bible case. This little prayer journal I use myself, particularly on Wednesday night when I go to church. I take it and write down prayer requests as people give them. And even when somebody says personally, say, pray for me, I'll pull out my little prayer journal and I'm able to write it down and remember to pray for them. When I pray every day, I pull that journal out and pray for those prayer requests. It's a great little tool, and I'd love for you to have one. So you can do that through the website, again, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or as many do, you can just write to us. So let me give you our address. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. I want to read just one verse in 1 Chronicles chapter 12. Kind of use this as a jumping off place. I want to go ahead and read the verse first, and then we'll tell you what this series is going to be about. Now, I'm not sure if it will take 2 or 3 weeks. We'll kind of see how that goes. So 1 Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 32. Now, before I read the verse, let me kind of give you an idea of what's going on here. In this chapter of 1 Chronicles, I believe David is going through and reminding us about all the people who helped him. In verse 23, he says, "These are the numbers of the bands who were ready armed to the war and came to David to Hebron, to turn the kingdom of Saul to him according to the word of the Lord." And he goes through and talks about all of these tribes and all of these people who came to help him. And it's an interesting read, and I don't want to get into all of that today. I often go back and look at this at Veterans Day because he was kind of the veterans of David. And you can read who they were and certain talents and abilities that God gave them. Certain ways that God could use him. He said something very interesting here in verse 32. It's about the tribe of Issachar. He said, "And the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment." It says that the children of Issachar were men that had understanding of the times. And I thought about that. I wondered, do we have a good understanding of the times? I'll tell you, we live in a time like no other. Now, I grew up in the 50s and the 60s. Yes, I saw the riots. In fact, we're involved in some of them, not causing them. They were coming up around me in our school. It was tough. We had those riots and all of those things that were going on. And many of you can remember. I'm sure some don't. And that was, to me, some great times in many ways. And we live in a time now that is like no other. The crime that's going on, the violence that's going on, the hate that's out there, I've never seen it like that before. When just certain words are interpreted as violence. And I don't know about you, but a lot of this does not make sense. If we're going to reach the world for Christ, we've got to have some kind of an understanding of the times. Now, I want to say this. I believe we're living in the last days. I believe that Jesus could come at any moment, that the rapture is imminent. We're going to be talking about the rapture later this summer, and I believe it could come at any moment. That in a moment, the Bible says, in a twinkling of an eye, we'll be caught up. We shall be changed. That's what Paul said. And I believe we'll be caught up together to be with the Lord in the air. And so I want you to keep that in mind as we go through these understanding of the times, that we've got to understand that Jesus is coming soon. And I believe that. I believe he could come any day. I want you to think about this as we understand the world that we live in and understand the times. I believe that we live in a time of great prosperity. I know that there's those shortages out there, and I know some people are struggling with them, but you know, you have to admit that God has greatly blessed us. God has greatly blessed our country. God has blessed the times that we live in. To be able to go to a grocery store and find, well, most of the groceries there that we need. And even then, people who are there to distribute food and help people out that way. I'll tell you what, we have everything we need and more. You know, I grew up in a time when when you wanted to watch TV, you had three channels. That was it. And maybe a fourth. Had to put the aluminum foil on the rabbit ears or go out and turn the antenna just a little bit. You know, my dad had remote control. It was the kids. Hey, go change the channel. We only had three of them. Now, between satellite TV and cable TV and internet TV and Wi-Fi and all of those things, we have countless channels to watch. It just is overwhelming, all of the things that are out there. And I know some people will spend all day long chasing around videos on YouTube. And I have to admit, sometimes I have found things that I needed to fix or something I needed to work on, and I went to YouTube and they told me exactly how to do it. And I'm thankful for that. We live in a time like no other. Imagine to have cell phones. It's interesting to watch some of the old TV shows and something's going on and you're like, why don't you use your phone? They didn't have cell phones. You know, if you had two phones in your house, that was a big deal. Now you carry your phone in your pocket, and in fact, it's more than that. You carry just about the whole world around in your pocket. And not only a phone, but access to information all over the world. Not only just through the phone, but you know, with our computers. We live in a time like no other. We have an abundance of food. We have more money sometimes than we know what to do with. We put it in the bank and we worry if it's going to be there, if it's going to stay there. And certainly inflation is a concern these days. You know, and many can remember a day of want and of need. Hearing stories about the Great Depression, and I'm afraid that I have some habits that I picked up because my parents came through that. And they would save just about everything. I'll tell you, every time we empty a bowl with a good lid, I want to keep it. And my wife says, no, we got plenty, and she'll throw it away. Well, there was a time when you would not ever do that. You know, when there were a few jobs, and boy, I remember even ourselves just earning enough to eat from day to day, paycheck to paycheck. But today we're living in such a day of great prosperity. And we've got to be good stewards of the things that God has given us. Be thankful for the things that God has given us. Yeah, I hope that every time you sit down to a meal and you're looking at a plate full of food, that you'll stop, take a moment, and thank God for it. There was a day when even that was not available. You can have and buy just about anything you want, and now you can have it delivered right to your door. Why don't you look what Luke said about prosperity in Luke chapter 12, starting in verse 15. And he said to them, take heed and beware of covetousness. Now, covetousness is wanting and desiring the possessions of others. Now, listen to this. For a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. Your life is not in the things that you own. Your life consists of so much more than the abundance of the things that we possess. You know, we get so much stuff, and we buy so much stuff that we have to go and rent another room to put stuff in. And our storage facilities are full of closets and rooms of things that people don't know what to do with because they have so much. Now, Jesus said this, and then he went on to speak this parable. In verse 16, he spake a parable to them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man but brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I'll pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruit and my goods. And I shall say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. He said to his disciples, therefore I say to you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, nor your body, what ye shall put on, for life is more than meat, or life is more than food, and the body more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouses or barns, and God feeds them. How much more are ye better than those fowls? God has so abundantly blessed us, and we live in such a land of prosperity. And we've got to be careful that we don't get caught up. We got to put God first in everything. Honor Him with what you have. Time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider His word. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word.
The preceding program was listener-supported through Consider His Word Ministries.